But this transformation could not be achieved overnight, because the old spirit of Jahiliya still lurked in Muslim hearts. Shortly after the Hijra, one of the pagan Arabs noticed a crowd of Muslims, which included members of both Aus and Khazraj, chatting together amicably as though their tribes had never been sworn enemies. He was furious. Clearly Islam was making them soft and feeble. He ordered a young Jewish man to sit near the group and recite poems that reminded them of the old bitter feuds. It was not long before the ingrained tribal chauvinism flared up, and the Muslims were soon at one another's throats. Muhammad hurried to the scene in great distress. "Are you still tempted by the call of Jahiliya when I am here among you?" he demanded, "when God has guided you, honoured you, and cut off thereby the bond of Jahiliya from you, delivered you from a state of defiant ingratitude, and made you friends of each other?" Deeply ashamed, the Ansar wept and embraced. Not all the Muslims of Medina were committed to change. Some had embraced Islam purely for material gain, and they were sitting on the fence, waiting to see how this new venture would turn out. The Quran called these people the waverers or the hypocrites, munafiqun, because they were not sincere and kept changing their minds. When they were with devout Muslims, they cried, "We believe as you believe." But in the company of other doubters, they assured them, "Verily, we are with you, we were only mocking." Their leader was Ibn Ubay, who had become a Muslim but remained resentful and critical of the new faith. Muhammad always behaved respectfully to him and allowed him to address the community every week during the Friday prayers, but from time to time his buried hostility came to the surface. "Don't be hard on him," one of the helpers begged Muhammad after a particularly unpleasant incident. "For before God sent you to us, we were making a diadem to crown him, and by God, he thinks you have robbed him of a kingdom." Some of the Jews were also becoming hostile to the newcomers. Muhammad did not expect them to convert to Islam, and their quarrel with him was not primarily religious, but political and economic. The Jews' position in the oasis had deteriorated, and if Muhammad succeeded in uniting Aus and Khazraj, they would have no chance of regaining their former supremacy. Hence, three of the larger Jewish tribes thought it wiser to support Ibn Ubay and the pagan Arabs in the oasis, who remained opposed to Muhammad. The early Muslim historians tell us that they mounted a scholarly polemic against the theology of the Quran, but this probably reflected Jewish-Muslim debate during the 8th and 9th centuries. The Jews of 7th century Medina had only a limited knowledge of Torah and Talmud, were not strictly observant, and most were used to seeing their faith as a variant of Arabian religion. The idea of an Arabian prophet was not a strange idea to them. They had a prophet of their own, called Ibn Sayyad, who, like Muhammad, wrapped himself in a cloak, recited inspired verses, and claimed to be the apostle of God.